Welcome. We are live on AM 1160 The Quest in Atlanta, your Catholic Atlanta radio station. And we are here. My name is Linda Scharnhorst. I'm a convert to the Catholic faith. I'm here with Carrie Allen. We'll call her a revert to the Catholic faith. And Annie Porter, who's working the boards, and she's been steady all along, cradle Catholic. And we have a great hour lined up for you all. And we have a great guest that's really going to show how important the quest is in the lives of our listeners. And before we begin, we're going to start with a prayer. Carrie, you want to lead us?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you, and we thank you for being our Lord and our Savior. Lord, I just ask that you bless this radio station, and I ask that you bless every listener. Lord, increase our faith and our trust in you. Help us to remember that we have nothing to fear and that you are always with us. Thank you for this radio station and an opportunity to spread your word, an opportunity to proclaim your word and to proclaim your marvelous deeds over the airways. And Mary, we pray that you will intercede for us as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right, you guys, I've got an update for you. So I definitely want to be able to thank those that I didn't get to thank in the 9 a.m. hour. And so we had some last minute donations coming in from David G. in Stockbridge, Carrie in Loganville, Catherine L. in Woodstock, Ben G. of Peachtree City, Andrea in Boland in Atlanta, Janice G. in Johns Creek, Kelly T. in Roswell, J. Lamar H. in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and Grizel B. of Kennesaw. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all those. But I've got to issue a challenge for you guys, because Father Tron, he really wanted to hit that goal. And we got 15 donors, but we didn't get our third monthly donor that we needed. So we need one person to call in the next 10 minutes and say, in honor of Father Tron, I would like to become a monthly donor. We just need one person to call in. It could be $10, it could be $20, it could be, you know, a dollar a day, $30 a month. We just need one person. So in the next 10 minutes that we could get that monthly donor so that, you know, Lisa and Father Tron could get that, they meet their goal, because they really wanted to meet that goal. So call now, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, and tell our callers, our caller angels, that you're that monthly donor, that you wanted to do it for Father Tron. But thank you, everyone, for all your donations in the 9 a.m. hour. And we're really excited about our goal for this hour, guys.
Yes.
So this hour, we have a goal of $10,000. So let's get those phones lighting up. And, you know, you can donate on thequestatlanta.com. Just click that donate button. But 470-508-1160, that's the number to call.
Thank you so much, Annie. And Carrie, can you believe we're here together?
I mean, no, I can't. It's awesome.
It is. It's 20 years ago we met. And I remember before I even knew your last name, I knew that you were so committed that Atlanta needed a Catholic radio station.
I was. I really felt the need for it many years ago. And unfortunately, the doors did not open for me. But the reason I felt it was so needed was, when I would listen to the radio station, I got all of these non-Catholic radio stations, and they were great, but they weren't Catholic. Mm-hmm. And the way I started to get interested in Scripture was listening to different ministers and preachers on the radio. And I said, why can't we have this here? Mm-hmm. And what a blessing it is that someone like Carol Tearsmith stepped forward and said, I'll do it, Lord.
Yeah. It is. It's a truly blessed moment in our archdiocese and in the world, that every new station that comes in, it's like really the Holy Spirit working. And I remember you had said you were committed for a couple specific reasons. And one of those was evangelization. But what were other ones? What were the other ones that you thought Catholic radio could achieve on the air?
I thought it could help clear up misconceptions that people have about Catholicism. Mm-hmm. I think if they really understood what we believe and why we believe it, there wouldn't be these misconceptions out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so that was the other purpose.
And even misconceptions of people who are Catholic already, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Across the board, yes. So, again, I'm Linda Scharnhorst. I am talking to Carrie Allen. We're here with Annie Porter. And we're talking about the special mission of the Catholic radio station, The Quest. And the other thing that you had mentioned, too, was for Catholics who had left the church, right? Who had stepped away.
Right. I was one of them. Okay. Years ago. Yeah, you know, in your 20s when you decide you don't need the church.
Yeah.
So I left for several years. And then when a particularly down moment in my life, I decided that I was going to give the Catholic Church another chance. And I kept hearing, though, this voice in my head that kept saying, go home, go home. Mm. And it was driving me crazy. I even flew to Michigan one weekend to see if that was...
Because you're from Michigan, right?
I'm from Michigan, yeah. Yes. So I thought, well, maybe the Lord's trying to tell me to go home and see my family. Mm-hmm. But that didn't stop the tape in my head. So one Saturday afternoon, at a particularly down time in my life, I decided to give the church another chance. And I knew they had confession at 4 o'clock at the cathedral, mm-hmm. which was very close to where I lived. And so I said, I'm going to go to confession, and if this priest gives me a hard time, I will leave and never come back. Well, obviously that didn't happen. He was wonderful, very understanding, very inspiring. And when I walked out of that confessional and walked down the aisle to say my penance, I knew I was home. Mm-hmm. And the tape never
played
came
again.
Back, never played again. I knew I was home. Mm-hmm. And this is what it reminds me of, is this is our temporary home.
Yeah.
Our mm-hmm. real home is with the Lord. And so that's when I started to come back into the church.
Well, thank you, Carrie, for sharing that. Just to give you the number, because we can hear the phones ringing now. So 470-508-1160, and also at thequestatlanta.com. That's where you can come, because we're really believing in the Holy Spirit and the movement in the listeners to reach this $10,000 goal that we have today. One other thing that I wanted to ask you is, you had said, too, one of the other reasons was it's a place for prayer, being on the Catholic radio.
Oh, right. I would, again, listen to non-Catholic radio stations, and I would hear them praying wonderful prayers. Mm-hmm. And what struck me a lot was the people who were considering suicide that would call in and receive hope. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be able to do the same thing, give people hope through prayer, knowing that there's somebody out there that's listening, that needs help, and that you're here to help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's hard to imagine, but it's quite possible. There's someone listening out there right now, right?
Absolutely.
Who is feeling hopeless. There's enough things going on in the world that would definitely lead to moving along the, you know, to despair, right?
Right. Right.
And the Holy Spirit can move. He can take what's on the airwaves. He can have someone just, they finally get in their car after months of being sheltered, and they turn on the radio station. And that's what our guest in the later hour, he turned on the radio station expecting a different station. And he didn't expect he would become Catholic as a result of that starting to listen. But there could be someone in a different situation than he was, that they're really just truly in despair and they need some hope. And, you know, I love it. One thing it says, you know, the catechism is the Holy Spirit, and it nourishes us, nourishes hope in us through prayer.
Right.
And that's, we need to have prayer on the airwaves, right?
Right. Absolutely. And I love to hear scripture proclaimed over the airwaves, because it says in Isaiah, you know, my word will not return void.
Yes.
My word will not be empty. That, so that you know mm-hmm. that once that's being proclaimed over the airwaves, that it's going to be fruitful for somebody.
Mm-hmm. No, that's wonderful. Yeah. For me, I'm a convert to the Catholic faith, and I hear a lot of times people will come to me and they will say, could you tell me what would work if I'm talking to this person? Maybe they're not Christian and they just want to have them come to Christ or come to the Catholic Church. And people come to me because I'm a convert and ask me, like, there's some special recipe. And they're really anxious normally. I'm like, I'll laugh when they'll say some things, and I'll think, oh, they're on their way. They're on their journey. And I've long time ago said, and I've always kept this, is I always say it's we have to pitch a softball pitch to the Holy Spirit and let him knock it out of the park. And like if anyone's out there in sports and you have a picture of like a baseball field, so you're the pitcher. And the person that you want to see move along in their spiritual journey is on first base. And so they're not the other team. You know, you're on the same team. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, the Holy Spirit comes up. You throw him a softball pitch. He knocks it out because he's looking for eternity, like you said.
Right.
So as that person's coming around first, coming around second, coming around third, it might take them a long time. They might stumble. They might make go backwards. They might be nervous. But the Holy Spirit's going to move them. But that word in due season, and that's what Catholic radio can be, right?
Right. Right.
So if you're listening out there and you maybe are someone who wishes that you had more power and evangelization, you're maybe a little bit not courageous, you know, a little fearful, a little anxious about trying to evangelize. One way you can evangelize is through partnering with The Quest.
Right.
The Quest Atlanta. The number again to just, again, I'm Linda Scharnhorst. I'm here with Carrie Allen and Annie Porter. And the number is 470-508-1160. And we'd I definitely appreciate you calling in and showing your support during this hour. One other thing too, Carrie, if you could talk to someone out there and say to them, what's in it for them if they partner with The Quest?
Well, we're all meant to evangelize everybody by virtue of our baptism, but we don't have to evangelize the same way. Not everybody's called to start a radio station. Not everybody's called to teach a Bible study, but we are all called to do something. And one thing we can all do, no matter how small, we can all donate and contribute to the radio station so we can stay on the air, giving the message of salvation, giving the message of God's love, why we shouldn't be afraid, why we should trust. Every little bit helps. And I have this theory that when we come before the Lord, when we stand before Jesus, after he welcomes us into heaven, he just might say, who did you bring with you? He might look behind you and say, who did you bring with you? So I would ask people to think about that. Who are you going to bring with you to heaven? By helping evangelize, by donating, you can help bring people with you to heaven.
You know, it's funny you say that because I was reading one of St. Benedict's encyclicals, Spes Salvi, and one part in there he said that a lot of people don't want to think of heaven because they don't really have a true vision of what it is. They think it's more of here and maybe it's like a golf game. He didn't say that, but I'll say that because I've heard it enough times, right? It's like a really good round of golf. And I've been blessed to play some really beautiful golf courses around the world. And I hope and know and believe in hope that the best golf game, even if I really got a hole in one, which I'm still waiting to have happen, that hasn't yet, I believe that heaven will be so much better. And one of the reasons is we're totally known there. Like, we know each other. We know Annie. We don't know the listeners right now who are listening to us. We don't know what they're going through specifically. But when we get to heaven, we're all going to know each other.
Right.
Talk about social media gone crazy. Right?
Yeah,
it's like truly we are connected. We are the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And that that's the hope that we want to have is for that eternal perspective.
Right.
You know, and we've said it before that we look back on situations in our life that are tough. And once we look back in retrospect, we can see that maybe it's a blessing. And one thing that I think everyone always thinks when we think of heaven, we think about angels, don't we?
Right.
Yes. Right. No matter where you are in this faith journey, we're all kind of really interested in that. So in terms of the clip that we're going to show you, it's from Father Blunt. And the clip is going to be a listening from our Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern program with Father Jim Blunt from the Society of Our Lady of the Trinity. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Father, as we were researching questions for this hour, we ran across a quote or a teaching of St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the great doctors of the church. And that comment talked about guardian angels and that they can act upon our senses and our imagination, though not upon our will. Can you explain that to us?
Sure. St. Thomas, of course, is wonderfully brilliant. He was a very innocent soul. And I find that very telling about St. Thomas, that he was a man of incredible chastity, of incredible purity. They said he had like a childlike innocence. And that calls to mind sacred scripture, especially in the book of James, where it speaks about wisdom from above. Thomas is known for his wisdom. But it says, wisdom from above is first of all chaste. Wisdom from heaven is first of all chaste or pure. Another translation says innocent, which is even a more beautiful word. Wisdom from above is first of all innocent. And Thomas was incredible. He was like a five-year-old boy in his innocence. And yet his wisdom was Einstein times 1,000, his wisdom. We want to keep that in mind, that the more that men become, you know, immoral or unchaste, you might say the more we cloud our intellects, our wisdom, we begin to lose wisdom and, you might say, intelligence. Impurity, immorality actually legislates against clear thinking. So keep that in mind. Thomas was a man of incredible childlike purity and was therefore probably the most intelligent or wise man who ever lived next to Jesus himself. St. Thomas read all the scriptures and all the saints who preceded him, and he spoke about these powers that are included in the gift of our human nature. And the church talks about these things. We have our senses, our emotions, and we have our imagination, part of our intellect, and we also have free will. These are some of the main divisions of our being as human beings. And this, you see, brings up again what we talked about a couple minutes ago, that our will, in a certain sense, is sovereign. We're made in the image and likeness of God, you see, and God is free. No one tells God what to do. God is utterly sovereign and utterly free. And so in our own will, we are like God. We are free, too. And that, you might say, is the faculty that makes us most like God. We can design. Now, that doesn't mean that whatever I decide is right. We're dealing right now in our time in 2020 with a world that in a way has gone crazy, has gone mad, and in a world that puts feelings above thoughts. And so we can decide, we are free to decide, but we best do it based on good, clear, logical thinking. But that faculty of the will has to do with godlike freedom. The Lord will not let the devil reach your mind because you need to be free. The devil can tempt you, and the good angel can tempt you towards holiness. But you and you alone make the decision, you see? And so this is what St. Thomas is getting at in his teaching, that God will allow the holy angels to appear to us. You see, if they appear to me, they say visibly, then I see something. That's my senses. My eyes are seeing them. Or they may whisper a word to me. And that's clear Catholic doctrine. There's a famous book called The Three Ages of the Interior Life by Father Garrigou Lagrange. He's probably the master of the spiritual life in the last 100 years. He was John Paul's teacher in the seminary. And he categorizes all these gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are many gifts. And one of them is that the angels can appear to us, they can touch us, they can speak to us. So they can manifest themselves to our senses in a way of trying to show us what God's will is, to show us the right way, or to keep us from danger. They can move in my imagination, not reading my mind, but give me a beautiful image showing me what God is asking of me. But they will not directly move my will. They won't force me like a wrestler putting my arm in a half Nelson or a full Nelson. See, they won't do that to me. They leave my will. But they will suggest, hey, this is the best way This way here will lead to destruction, but this way will lead to holiness, to happiness, and to the fulfillment of God's will. So they're allowed to suggest to you and I the right way. How do they do that? Through my senses. It's through my senses that they speak to me or appear to me or touch me or move me in such a way that now it's up to me to use my will to say yes or no.
Wow, that was just beautiful what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we have this time spent on angels because, again, we are made in the image and likeness of God. We were made for eternity.
That's right. That's what you call a home run.
Exactly.
Home. Using your analogy of
exactly.
baseball.
To our new promised homeland, right?
Right, right.
And I just want to pause and thank so many people are calling. The phones are ringing off the hook, and we're going to get to your names in just a minute here. But keep calling. Go on the web app or on, let's call 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. I'm going to turn to Annie so she can give us a little update.
Yeah, so we definitely, so Jeannie M of Flowery Branch, you came through for Father Tran. So one of you pick up that bell so we can ring it in honor of Father Tran for hitting that goal. And Lisa last hour, that's amazing. So Jeannie M, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your donation. Fran B of Atlanta, Carol A of Dahlonega, Linda S of Sandy Springs, Karen T of Atlanta, Helga B of Atlanta. Atlanta's really coming through this hour, guys.
Yep.
Christine F of Atlanta and Mary T of Dunwoody so far. Now, we want to put your name on this list, so call at 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button. We got that goal of $10,000 this hour, guys, so we really want to hit that for Catholic Radio in Atlanta.
Thank you so much, Annie. And one thing that Father Blunt said, Carrie, that I thought was just really hit me. And that's what I love about Catholic Radio. You listen for 5 minutes and you're blown away and you're spent right. contemplating life
for like another hour.
But he said, sometimes we do have feelings above thought. And I've taught RCA and Bible studies. And I always say that the Lord gave us the ability to reason, right?
Right.
And that is so
right.
important to our spiritual journey. But I do it too. Feelings above thoughts.
Right.
Any thoughts on that?
Well, sometimes your feelings can deceive you,
mm-hmm.
but the Holy Spirit will never deceive you.
Amen.
And I don't think we are aware of the angels that the Lord sends to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the St. Michael prayer.
Yes.
I know when my grandchildren were growing up, boy, whenever they would leave the house, I would send St. Michael with them.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God they all came back.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them ran away, but they came back.
Mm-hmm. And it is so true. I mean, because like, honestly, I grew up with like the Fred Flintstone version of, you know, the little gizmo shoulder. And you know, when Father once said it, it's like, oh, to lead us to holiness, and that's what we're called to do, is right to be led to holiness. And that's what you said about reverting and listening to scripture on the radio and all of that. I talked about accompanying someone on their spiritual journey. I remember when I started to go to one of your Bible studies at Christ the King years ago,
mm-hmm.
I came in, I had so many questions. I'm like, what about this? What about that? That I annoyed my table mates, you know, in my small group. Yeah, they were like, Linda, come on, stop. And so one of them, you know what she did?
Hmm.
She gave me an extra copy of her catechism.
Oh.
Because she goes, I can't answer all your questions, but let me give you this. And that's what is accompanying. And that's what, if you think about, the radio can do.
Right.
And like, it's so nice to see you in person since we've been shut in.
Right.
But you know what? I love imagining the listeners out there hearing those names. I know some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not in a little web conferencing box, right?
we're kind of
sick of seeing that,
yes.
right, during this whole time. But it's can seem like, I think for some people think like, well, that's an older technology, radio. But how many times do we find ourselves listening to radio?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the Lord knows what message you need to hear at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have miracles around us all day.
Yeah.
All day we have miracles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing that hit me as I was thinking about Catholic radio. And again, the number is 470-508-1160. Is that when you hear a story that you need to hear, if it wasn't for radio, that story wouldn't be out.
That's right.
It's truly like if something had, like you talked last week, I heard you and you said the victories and the praise.
Right.
Yeah. So when I drove over here, I decided just to praise the Lord on my drive here.
That's great.
What way to prepare for something you really can't prepare for.
And it's a great way to prepare for heaven too.
Amen. Talk about that a second. Yeah. It took my breath away there. Say more about that. Let's paint a picture of heaven. Cause what we're doing is we're participating and bringing people together to bring souls to heaven.
Well, I don't know what we're going to actually do in heaven, but I do think we'll spend a lot of time praising and worshiping and dancing and singing, but there's no pain in heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, there are no diets in heaven.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's no sadness. There's no illness. It's all joy, mm-hmm. which I believe we can have here too, but it's harder.
Yeah.
But it's harder because we have so many things coming at us, especially on social media. And that's why radio is so important right now, to come against a lot of the things that are being taught that are not the truth. Mm-hmm. And why we need Catholic radio is to get the truth out there.
And we're going to go to, thank you for sharing that, but let me give you the number. It's 470-508-1160. And we're going to go to a quick break and we'll be right back. Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is Father Louis Rabeda from Epiphany of Our Lord Byzantine Catholic Church in Roswell, Georgia. And my favorite prayer is the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Fradd from Among the Lilies.
I think that we are so blessed as Catholics to have Mama Mary, okay? When my kids are little, they call her Mama Muh, and then eventually she becomes Mama Mary. We are so blessed with Blessed Virgin Mary, whatever name you want to call her. She's amazing. She's a mom. She gets it, right? She totally gets it, and she desires us to know and encounter her son. So when you have had a hard day and you felt like you have failed today as a mom, ask for her help. When you don't know what to do for your child, I turn to her, and I'm like, okay, Mary, I don't know what my son needs right now, but you do. So you please fill in the gaps, fill in the pieces where I'm messing up here, and you just be with them. You help him, you help her, encourage them, and lead them to your son. Let them know him, love him, and serve him. And I think that we get to take advantage of that, which is really cool. I am nowhere near as good of a mom as her, but I try, and by her grace, she will teach me how to be a good mom too.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Does your parish, community organization, or ministry have an upcoming event that you'd like to promote? Advertise it on AM 1160 The Quest's community calendar. It's easy, and there's never a fee. Just visit thequestatlanta.com, click on events, and submit your activity or event. Enhance the success of your community outreach event. Take advantage of The Quest Atlanta's complimentary community calendar and gain more exposure to the Metro Faith community. Submit your event at thequestatlanta.com today.
So, you love listening to The Quest, but can't always listen live? No worries! Now with the Quest Atlanta app, you never have to miss out. Listen on demand, submit prayer requests, catch up on the latest headlines, and so much more. Available on the App Store and Google Play today.
You know what Catholic radio is? It's training for the troops. It's a interaural of the ear boot camp. The folks who listen, who grow in their faith, grow in charity, grow in all the virtues, they then go out and exert an influence far beyond just themselves. Catholic radio has an exponential effect for bringing people deeper into the faith.
To donate, go to thequestatlanta.com.
This is Father Martin Connor with the Legionaries of Christ and Regnum Christi in Atlanta. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio AM 1160, The Quest.
Thank you for listening. We're back. And the number again is 470-508-1160. Carrie, you were just talking about heaven, and we're not really certain what's going to be like, but we know what's going to be great. And it just spawned something in my mind that I've shared with very few people, but, you know, living on the edge here in the Holy Spirit, I'm just going to, you probably know the story, but not many other people do, is one Easter vigil. So this would have been, you know, at St. Jude's in Dunwoody, Georgia, which is the church where I came into the Catholic faith. So it was just very special for me to go back on Easter vigil this particular year. And as you know, during Lent, we don't sing the Gloria. And then the Gloria was going really strong and they had trumpets playing. It was so beautiful. And I was just so with the Lord, not thinking of anything. I had no worry in my mind. I just thought how beautiful this was. And as you know, I had had a stillborn child, a son, John Patrick, many years before. And when I was just listening to the beautiful trumpets and just how amazing the song was, I really felt in my spirit, it was an audible voice, but Mommy, this is just what heaven sounds like.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
That's a moment in time where we get a peek into the aperture of heaven, right?
Yes.
That what it's like. And the theological virtue of hope, we're hopeless lots of times, but if we really think of what hope is thinking with the end in mind, right?
That's right.
Yeah, to that eternal home, that promised homeland. And this is a temporary home.
This is very temporary.
Right. So we have a special guest with us today. So I had said before, I'm the convert, Carrie's the revert, and staying strong, steady is Annie, sorry, the Catholic. And then we have Mike Warren on the phone, and I am so blessed to have him on the show because he is actually a member of my church, but we wouldn't have known each other. Maybe we saw each other over a crowded Lenten fish fry gymnasium or something like that in the past, but we didn't know each other until we talked the other day. Mike, you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning. Thank you. So, Mike, I want to just have the listeners understand what I found out from talking to you the other day. So please share with the listeners of the first day that you listened to The Quest Atlanta, please.
Oh, okay. Well, first off, I just want to say I'm not special, so I just want to establish the boundaries. Anyway, I've been listening to The Quest 1160 since it's the maiden day, its first day it was on. Mm-hmm. That used to be a radio station that hosted conservative talk shows like Laura Ingraham, and I turned it on that, I think it was a Monday morning, I turned it on, and all of a sudden, I'm like, what's going on? They changed to the whole Catholic, changed to a Catholic station, and I was, you know, I thought, oh, okay, I've always been interested in theology. I thought, I'll go ahead and listen to my fellow Christians, see if they think, and I got hooked that first day. I was listening the entire year, and I eventually called, March 12th, Monsignor Marion was on for the spring drive of last year, and I called, and I became a founding member.
Wow.
And I thought, this is weird. Here I am a Protestant, presently a Presbyterian, and but mostly Southern Baptist most of my life. I thought, can I even give? Are they going to take my money? But I figured I was getting these great shows all year long, and really enjoyed it. And it's been great.
Well, Mike, I want to make sure that any listener out there is wondering if we'll take their money. Don't worry. We will. We have an important goal here. And okay, that number, 470-508-1160. And what hooked you? Like, what got you? Like, when you were listening on the radio, what specifically sort of you came away with that? What came away from that?
The quality of the people, the hosts and everything on the shows. Marcus Grody, Journey Home, David Anders, Call to Communion, and Al Crest in the afternoon. These guys are brilliant, and they're all ex-Protestant ministers that converted, and I thought, wow, you know, if these guys are smart enough to have done that, then, you know, I shouldn't have any scruples or qualms if they've done so much study and everything, it's okay with them. It ought to be okay with a, you know, average Joe like me. So,
Mike, a question. So you called the number, the number that we just gave out, right? The 470-508-1160. What happened? What did you
say? Well, I was out driving around. For some reason, I switched the radio on, and Monsignor Marin was on, and I go to All Saints. It's just right down the street from my home. Mm-hmm. I've lived there since 1986, and I'd always kidded for all these 30-something years, like, hey, man, if we were Catholic, we could have it made. We could just walk to church here. And he was a guest, and I hadn't talked to him, but I was thinking at that time of contacting him to see what I need to do to become part of the church. And he was a gracious guy, and then I found out they have a program called RCIA, but that had started like the previous fall, August or September, and here it was in March, and the confirmation of you come in on Saturday Vigil, the Saturday before Easter, the night before Easter, mm-hmm. and I went and talked to Monsignor Marin after I had called the show and stuff, and he was just great. He's humble, he's brilliant, classically trained. He's just a funny guy. He's just a great guy. And I said, you know, I'm 65. I don't know if I'm going to be here next year. I'm getting on up there. I don't want to wait another year. Mm-hmm. And he says, some of the priests, they say you have to go through RCIA, you know, the Irish bro. He says, but he says, you know, I can meet with you. We can talk, and you know, and we can go ahead and get you in there probably for this Easter Vigil. And I was just really ecstatic about that.
Yeah. So isn't it amazing that you were really in walking distance of this church? And you hadn't really thought of ever becoming Catholic or listening to Catholic, you know, theologians. And then one day you turn on the radio and that starts a process.
My dad was born Catholic, but mm-hmm. he wasn't part of the Catholic Church or anything. And so I always had a special place in my heart for Catholics. I knew they were Christian, just like Protestants were Christians.
Yep.
And now we saw that, you know, it's too bad that there's ignorance on both sides of the other, and we share so much in common, and but this was the impetus that really put me over to listening to this, and like if I'm ever going to become Catholic, I better do it now. I'm not getting any younger, so I remember my first. I had to go to reconciliation. I did not go as a privilege to go to confirmation. I was a little nervous, but I had to do that week before I was confirmed in the church. And I turned this lady behind me, lady in the door behind me, and I said, you know, I'm becoming a Catholic this week, and I'm 65, so I may be in here for a while. So that's she kind of chuckled, but it's been a wonderful experience. I've loved being part of the Catholic Church for the last year.
And what makes the church so beautiful is just everyone coming from all different places. I mean, I've traveled around the world, and just anywhere I can walk into, I feel at home, and the different cultures. And one thing we talked about the other day was you had said, you know, we talked about you being a founding member and your viewpoint on giving. Do you want to share that? Because I think that was, it really struck me and reminded me.
Well, you know, as giving is, you know, Protestant, cradle Protestant, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Most of the churches I've always belonged to, you want to tithe if you can, you know, 10% of your income. Mm-hmm. And so I've always had a heart for giving because, you know, you can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. I read a book one time about that, Randy Alcorn, mm-hmm. and it just made a big impact on me. And the thing with the Catholics too, the tithe is more or less split up between the church and then giving to outreach to other areas. Mm-hmm. I think it was 5%, 5%, and then 1% for the Archbishop, and then the 4% or 5% going out to. Mm-hmm. And I thought this would be a great place to invest my money, so to speak, send it on ahead, and just support the quest.
Yeah. No, that's good. And one thing too, just for anyone that's listening, 1% is typically for the archdiocese and appeal. Not just to the, not to the bishop specifically, but that, you know, that 4%, you do get to choose, you know, and I always try in my life to look at things that have helped me, you know, have helped me grow in my faith. And that's one thing about the quest that I feel like when I listen to it, and honestly too, especially with being shelter in place, I've been listening on my iPad. You know, I can go out and do yard work and I'm listening and I'm blown away. And my poor husband, he sees me after like 2 hours in the yard and I'm like, oh, wait, guess what? I just learned. Oh, that, and he's like, oh.
Well, but, you know, the programs are very uplifting and they get you going through the day and they're so informative. And you know, as a Catholic, there's a lot to learn. So
yep. That's, yeah, it's a journey, right? It's a journey.
It's a journey.
Yeah. So, Mike, do you want to give the number that you called a couple years ago? Do you want to give that for us?
I don't remember the number. You've been saying, is it 470-508-1160?
Oh, that is so good.
Okay, 470-508-1160.
Well done, Mike. Well done. Yeah, your memory's sharp.
And I want to challenge all those people that have thought about it. I read Scott Hahn's book, Rome Sweet Home, years ago, and I wanted people to give it some serious consideration. You can become a Catholic, and it's not difficult. Not difficult. And like I said, it's been a wonderful experience for me.
That's good, Mike. It's so good to just get to know a fellow parishioner. And I'm sure some people from All Saints are listening now and very happy and looking forward to meeting you if you haven't met them already. And I'm going to turn it to Annie to give us a quick update so you can listen in, Mike.
Sure.
All right. So we've got little less than 15 minutes left, and we're at $5,660 remaining to get to our goal of $10,000 this hour. So we need your help. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button. But we want to say thank you to Fran B. in Atlanta, Carol A. in Dahlonega, Linda S. in Sandy Springs, Karen T. in Atlanta, Helga B. in Atlanta, Jeannie M. in Flowery Branch, Christine F. in Atlanta, Mary T. in Dunwoody, and she gave her donation in honor of Michael Gannon. And that just reminds me, you know, you can give your donation in honor of someone, or Father's Day is coming up. That would make a beautiful gift as a tribute to your father to make a donation in his honor. So Elise O. in Stone Mountain, we're very thankful for you as well. And Lisa R. in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
So,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
We're very thankful for you. And the number to call is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button.
And one thing, too, that I heard from the other, I was listening yesterday, Carrie, is a lot of times that the donations came at the end of the hour.
Oh,
so,
really? Okay, but we're pushing for the end of the hour here, and no amount is too little, and as they discussed earlier, all denominations are welcome. 10, 20s, 100s, whatever.
No amount is too big either.
No amount is too big.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
And if you think about, you know, maybe it's just a couple of K-cups a day that you can give up. Amounts to $1 a day. Mm-hmm. And or a Frosty or whatever, a soft drink.
And one thing, too, is I've seen, because this is a journey in itself, right? Any type of giving, you know, God's always working on us of, you know, we might get comfortable at one level and then he says, you know, step it up, and that's starting all over again, right?
Yes, yes.
It feels like it. But God is never outdone in his generosity.
No. No, and we would challenge you to try to outdo him. I would challenge you to try to do that. You cannot outgive God. Mm-hmm. You know, he gives us 100% of what we have.
Yeah.
And he doesn't ask for a whole lot back.
Exactly. Yeah.
He doesn't ask for a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And whatever you give, I truly believe, returns to you in many, many different ways. You will be blessed. And when we bless other people, we are blessed.
Yeah. Yep, we're stepping out in faith and that hope that we talked about earlier.
That's right.
And, you know, basically looking, we can't see sometimes, and we might never know, but, you know, like I said, when we get to heaven and we're known and we know,
right,
we might realize that that donation helps someone else who was going through a tough time or just on their journey, like Mike. Mike, Anything else you want to add, just in terms of for the people listening, just from your perspective?
I just noticed all the people you mentioned that it's great everybody's giving, they're all women. And I'm just wondering, where are the men at?
Oh, right.
The women always seem to be, I mean, since Christ's resurrection, it's like the women always been carrying the water for Christianity. And where are the guys out there?
Good observation.
So, I'll match $1,000, whoever is going to call here for the next 15 minutes, up to $1,000. Okay. I mean, come on, guys.
Come on, yeah. We're
the spiritual head of our households.
Amen,
yeah.
Amen.
Step up to the plate.
And Mike, that's just so good to hear, because I can tell everyone listening, Mike, I never talked about any challenge or anything, but he's just listening to Annie and hearing the names. And we did hear there, I know I heard one man early on, because I knew him, yes. He's calling from Virginia. And thank you. But you're right. Yeah. We need to, and truly what I find out with Catholic radio is that, and because I teach Bible studies and there's men and women in Bible studies and my Bible studies, I can't go unprepared, because the men, they want the truth, you know, they want the detailed facts, they want dates, they want all the different pieces. So that's what you get on Catholic radio, that type of really the depth that men in particular want, right? And we can have some men call in at 470-508-1160. And Mike just said he would match up to $1,000. So praise God for that. Thank you.
And you know, and the lineup on the shows are just, they're so great. I mean, you have Father John Ricardo at 8 o'clock. Let's say Protestants tend to be great at preaching, and the Catholics are great in other things. I would put Father Ricardo up against any Protestant minister I've ever heard. What a great preacher he is.
Yes, you're right.
And I think he's from Detroit. Now he's doing something else. He has some organization he's working with or something now within the church. But and then Marcus Grody, he has people on there that he just sits back and let them talk and everything, and he's just a great host. And David Anders is brilliant, and Al Cresta has a great show, and Catholic Answers at 6. Those guys out in California and stuff, they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky in that I work by myself in my office, so I have, you know. Mm-hmm. I have the opportunity to listen to all day without, you know, of course, clients call now and then. I meet with clients and everything, but a lot of my time is spent alone. And this is like my friend here, 1160 The Quest.
Oh, that's
wonderful. I know I'm going to hear something. It's going to be edifying. It's going to, you know, improve my day. I'm going to learn something.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, because truly at when I was listening to some of the tape shows that just, you know, I thought the Holy Spirit's going to teach me something. So let me just open it up and look where I land. And that is exactly what I've seen every time I'm trying to say, like, would I know the answer to that? And would I know it in that way to communicate it? And it's just continual learning. So that's good. And also too, for people that are thinking about during this time, you know, we've been in, like for me, I having been shut in for a while, I wanted to really consider where I wanted to donate to, because I thought, when I come out of this, I want to make sure I'm able to kind of lean into the future, right? And we know a lot of people are hurting in many ways, and that's most important, that they need hope, that this, you know, the spiritually poor, that and even people that have just been in their home and not been able to go to work to be side by side with someone, you know,
right.
They're going through a lot and they need to be uplifted and need hope. And I think it's important, because in this day of media being so constant, telling you all the things that you should be fearful of and scared of. Even my financial advisor says that the business news, it's a half hour of fear and a half hour of greed. It goes back to a half hour fear and a half hour greed. And that's the business news, which you think is a little lighter, maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends on the day, right? Than the regular news. But the regular news, it's everything that we could worry about. And we wonder why we get up from that thinking, oh my goodness, this is awful. But that's why we need Catholic radio, that Christian hope put out on the airwaves. And we are seeing a lot of people calling in. So please keep calling at 470-508-1160. And Annie, I'll give it to you.
All right, guys, we've hit that halfway mark and we've got less than 10 minutes left in this hour and only like 5 minutes left on the air with you. So we need you to call now so we can hit that goal of $10,000 this hour. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button. But we want to say thank you to James B. So there's we got one, guys.
All right,
there you go, James.
James B. in Alpharetta, Michelle C. in Ackworth, Sonia M. in Johns Creek, Calvin in Atlanta, Catherine G. in Stone Mountain, Anna C. in Decatur, and Patricia C. in Sandy Springs.
And so do we have the 1,000 matched that is it yet?
I'm not sure of that yet.
Okay,
we're getting some more calculations, guys.
Okay, good. Well, while you're calculating, Annie, we're going to be continue to ask people to consider this, to prayerfully consider to support and partner with the Quest.
Right. I feel very strongly that the Lord is trying to say right now, be still, be still. Throughout all of this whole thing we've been going through with the virus and everything, is a great opportunity to be still. And when we're still, it's a great time to listen to Catholic radio, and we have to make sure that it stays on the air. And the only way we can do that is through your donations, through your generosity. And we challenge you to try to outgive your Lord.
Yes. And you think about Mike when he listened that one day, he was expecting a talk radio show, and then it was a Catholic channel. What about the opposite, the converse of that had happened? Like, he was loving, like he is, Catholic radio. One day he turns it on, it's not there.
It's
right?
It's not there, right.
And that's, I think, what we learned during this coronavirus is we can't take things for granted.
Right, right. There are so many people out there, and I'm sure we all have family members who have left the church for whatever reason. And this radio station can reach those people. Mm-hmm. We need to bring them back. We need to bring them back.
Yeah, and welcome them with hope.
Yes.
Right? With hope.
So help us do that by being generous.
Yes. And also, too, we want to also talk about the station guardians. And so those are for the monthly donors, I believe, that are over $100 a month. It's a station guardian. So that is a good way if you're looking for something to sort of just lean into coming out of this coronavirus as a beautiful way to make a partnership and to help them plan for the future. Because what they're doing here, it's literally almost 100% volunteer.
Right.
Supported.
Right.
So it's 100% listener supported, but 100% volunteer in terms of the effort and the hours that go in.
And there's a lot of effort and a lot of hours that go into this.
Yeah. It's so, Annie, do you want to give an update? You're smiling.
Let me turn my bike back up, guys. When they sneak in here, I don't want y'all to hear, you know? So I don't want to give the surprise away. So anyway, we want to say thank you to Teresa M. from Knoxville, Tennessee. So we've got people listening from all over.
Yeah.
But we also have another special little request here. So in honor of Carrie, Robert is meeting the challenge, and he's going to bring us up to what we need to get that match from Mike for the $1,000. So, how beautiful is that?
Isn't Robert awesome?
Yes. Stepping up. The men are stepping up.
Yes.
Excellent. So, can I give a shout-out, though, to my pastors at All Saints?
Please.
Of course, Monsignor Marin. I think I've probably mentioned him. Humble guy, brilliant, classically educated, great sense of humor. I was coming out of church, and this very well-heeled lady in front of me just happened to ask me. She says, "You know, Monsignor, are you working on your accent? You know, he's from Ireland." He says, "My accent." He says, "Oh, when I go home, it says they say they can't even understand me or anything." You know. And I just want to give a shout out for him and for Reverend Dan. He's got the Polish last name, Rogoszewski. Rogoszewski. I was going to say Father Dan. He does a great job, too, in his homilies. And there's Monsignor Fennessy and all the deacons and stuff. Just a great bunch of people. And I want to thank Father Dan. I never really talked with him before, but he said in his homilies, he's had some really great points and everything. And I mean, you know, even about Christ, the fully divine, fully human, I've always like kind of understood, but not really. He just used a simple analogy of it's like a cloth woven. You've got threads coming this way and threads going that way, but it forms the entire cloth. And I thought, wow, that's so simple. It's so profound. So I just want to thank him as well. So,
thank you, Mike. Thank you. We're at the 2-minute warning. So 470-508-1160. And also to your point with the priest, the thing about Catholic radio is it's putting out the education, right? And the hope and all the things we've talked about in between, because if we haven't been able to see our priests here, we can hear them or see them on the, you know, TV if we do that, but it does provide support for the flock, right? The educating them through Catholic radio. And so we're supporting them in their mission. They can't be everywhere, right? But Catholic radio can, and yes. it can go with you all around the world. Yes. So someone just came in. So we have those matches going. We 470-508-1160. Definitely want you to take part in this, be able to look back and see how you partner with the Quest in its evangelization mission.
Ah, we've got some donations coming in honor of Linda. So okay. Your mother-in-law has called in and given a donation, aww. As well as your sister-in-law.
Aww. Oh, yeah. I married great. Oh, that's wonderful.
Can I do one more shout out?
Please.
To my wonderful wife, who has not converted, but she has been, goes to Mass with me, and she's the best wife in the universe.
That's amazing.
And my son and daughter, my son-in-law, my two sweet granddaughters, Evie and Mary, age 6 and 4, they're running the show. So
that's great.
I just want to just say hello to them.
One body of Christ, right? That's what it
That's
is.
That's right.
Body of Christ. Amen. Amen. That's great. Yeah, so 470-508-1160. Thank you so much. And now it's time to close in prayer. So, Carrie, you want to lead us in prayer?
Sure. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your answered prayers. Forgive us, Lord, for all the times that we may doubt your presence. Help us to know that you are always here with us. Give us generous hearts, Lord. Help us to take many, many people to heaven with us. Lord, open the hearts of those who have left the church and bring them back. Bring them back. Pour out your grace upon them. Pour out your grace upon our homes, our families, our city, our nation. Our world. Lord, we need you. We need you now more than ever. Thank you for your presence with us daily. And we ask all of this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, thank you, Linda. Thank you, Carrie. And thank you, Mike, for joining us for this hour.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was great to speak with you, and we hope to speak with you again soon.
Thank you. Excellent.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye, Mike.
But thank you, everyone, for listening. We will be live in the 12 o'clock hour, so we'll be back after the Angelus. And we really want you to keep listening, and we'll have a goal update, hopefully, in the 12 o'clock hour. So you got to keep calling so we can meet our goal of $10,000 for this hour.
Yes.
470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button.